For some, this is a very happy day. For some, it could be a very, very, very sad day. For others who don't celebrate this holiday, it's just another day. And, you know, we did the Christmas morning thing. And there's a movie that I watch every year on Christmas, more than once. But definitely at least once on the day of. And it is my favorite Christmas movie of all time, and that is The Muppet Christmas Carol. The critics' consensus for this film, quote, "It may not be the finest version of Charles Dickens' tale to grace the screen, but The Muppet Christmas Carol is funny and heartwarming, and serve as a good introduction to the story for young viewers." With a certified fresh 75% tomato meter, I would like to delve into the darkest of dark reviews, which we like to call
Rotten Reviews.
And if you don't remember from yesterday, I'm going to polish these things up. This is my last podcast of the year, my last podcast of... you know, and we'll come back with a reboot. I don't know if I'm going to come back right away. We do have another Kickstarter launching on January 1st. If you do go to Kickstarter on January 1st and you look for Happy Doomsday, that is our next Kickstarter project. And, you know, I really would like to see some of you contribute and be a part of that project. Because things like that are what keep me going. But movies like this keep me going as well. Because I love it so much. Los Angeles Times, quote, "The Muppets are at their best when they're anarchic. Without all this soggy whimsy." So this person obviously has a pretty dark outlook on life. Which is fine. I mean, that's his choice. I'm looking at his picture right now, and I can see the darkness. I truly can. Film Freak Central, quote, "Director Brian Henson should have left brand expectations out of it and simply carried on in the vein of his father's excursions into fantasy." Well, this is still fantasy. Hollywood Reporter, quote, "The fit between sentiment and satire is not always a comfortable one, and the more dedicated fans of either the story or the Muppets may leave theaters dissatisfied." How? TV Guide, quote, "A mixed bag of mixed moods." Well, it's rather than being a super depressing story for 2 hours, then the last 10 minutes is good. Chicago Reader, also looking into his picture right now, geez. Quote, "This is the dullest and least successful adaptation of the Christmas chestnut I've ever seen." All right. Well, you're old. Filmcritic.com, quote, "With so many good versions of this story on film, it's a little difficult to recommend this telling." Why? Manuel Levy, 1 out of 5, no reason. This is a good one. Journal and Courier, based out of Lafayette, Indiana. 1 out of 5, the only thing they said is bah humbug. MovieCrypt.com, quote, "Rizzo the Rat needs his own movie. Michael Caine, on the other hand, doesn't." Okay, I agree, though. I agree with the Rizzo the Rat needs his own movie. But Michael Caine is just fine. Quit. Washington Post, quote, "The Muppet Christmas Carol isn't terrible by any means, but it's resounding moderate with merely passable songs by Paul Williams." Ooh, boy. Oh, boy. Getting a little angry. I'm feeling some some heat built up in my chest. Sorry. And only occasional real laughter. The songs by Paul Williams are utterly amazing. That's the reason I love this movie so much. And that's actually my guiding light for almost every film, is the score or the music. I'm a little upset right now. I'm sorry. Washington Post, that is a strong statement for me to read for the first time. I'm going to get into this here in a second. Let me read one more. I'll read two more rotten reviews. Flick philosopher, quote, "The little green guy just isn't quite the same these days." I don't know if he's talking about Kermit or Robin. Washington Post, quote, "Neither drama nor comedy. It's safe stuff. And most un-Muppet-like. So much for Great Expectations." I'd be fine if they did Great Expectations, by the way. A Muppet version. So, person, this individual. It's a very blurred picture, so I can't really look into the eyes of evil. Washington Post. I just want to go over some of the things. So, he gave The Cable Guy a positive review. He gave Immortal Beloved a negative review, which is actually also one of my favorite films of all time. He gave Trial and Error a positive review. He gave Spice World a negative review. Okay. GoldenEye positive. He's kind of toeing the company line here. Blast from the Past, he gave a negative review, which is a very fun movie. He gave The Long Kiss Goodnight a negative review. Quote, "There's an excessive amount of excess, a mind-numbing plurality of firearm battles, vehicular explosions, and brutally frank sexual talk." So he gave The Long Kiss Goodnight a negative review. That's an amazing movie. So, you need to... I question this person's sanity. He gave George of the Jungle a positive review. He gave 1997's George of the Jungle a positive review. I'm not sure what to think anymore. This person shouldn't have a job. He gave Horton Hears a Who a positive review. I mean, this person should be fired immediately. Absolutely should be fired. Unbelievable. And he's not even reviewing, like, good movies. Like, I'm going through the movies he's reviewed because he is a professional. He is one of the top people. He's done 1,950 reviews for the Washington Post. But he's reviewing movies that nobody cares about. I'm going through pages upon pages of garbage film. And most of those are positive. He has a few, he likes Ratatouille, Transformers, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix. But a lot of his... reviews are for movies like Falling from Grace, Flanders, Sunshine. These are all from 2007, movies you've never heard of. So, I mean, he's obviously not in a top position there, which is good. But if you give George of the Jungle a positive review and you give The Muppet Christmas Carol a negative review, I question a lot of things about your sanity.
Reviews by people who went to school so they could watch movies for a living.
All right, so let's get in. We're going to skip the longest review ever because, you know, it's... I have a lot to do today, such as put batteries in things and take things out of boxes and then take those boxes to the recycling bin and do that over and over. Teach my kids how to use the things we got them. That's always part of the process, too. Putting things together, though, that's the majority. That is the majority of my evening, cooking and putting things together. Can't wait. It's going to be so fun. So fun. My mother's family is coming over. Or my mother's family, my wife's family, I'm sorry. Is coming over, which is more things to put together they'll be bringing. So, you know. Guardian, quote, there may be some people who can watch Kermit the Frog's nephew Robin give his heart-wrenching performance as Tiny Tim in The Muppet Christmas Carol without choking up. I am not among them. 5 out of 5. Perfect. Look at me. Agreeing with these peeps. Times, UK, quote, the nervy bookkeeping rats in Scrooge's office are a joy. But Statler and Waldorf, as the chain-swinging ghosts Jacob and Robert Marley, are as ever peerless. Okay, I don't even know what that means. Daily Telegraph UK, quote, although the Muppets pile on the wit and child-friendly slapstick, they never dumb down and never compromise their story's literary origins. And that's a wonderful review. How many times have we seen A Christmas Carol? So many times. So many. And as far as Scrooge's lines, I mean, they are some of the closest we have seen to the source material out of all of these silly little remakes. Another one from The Guardian, quote, there's lots to love here, particularly Michael Caine's deadly straight take on Scrooge. Not reading that one. Radio Times, quote, although the story has been Muppetized with Fozzie Bear as Fozziewig, the owner of a rubber chicken factory, no attempt has been made to water down the story, and the poignancy of the moral tale is as affecting as ever. Wonderfully agree with that. Rachel Wagner. Wait a minute. Rachel Wagner. This is the reviewer that I followed previously because of their review from an older episode. Do you remember that? That's right when I started this. I knew the name sounded familiar and I was not kind. I was not kind to this person. This episode has turned into a Christmas story of my own. The Ghost of Christmas Past, which is Rachel Wagner. I'm just trying to remember which movie triggered my relationship with this person. And I remember all of these things going through. What was that movie? I'm pretty sure it was Sherlock. Just going through things that Rachel has reviewed. gave her a really hard time. And now I'm starting to see the error of my ways. Her review for The Muppet Christmas Carol, quote, "The Paul Williams songs and Miles Goodman's score are just lovely." I agree completely, Rachel. I apologize for anything I might have said in the Sherlock episode. Hartford Courant, quote, "Kane carries the Christmas Carol throughout, at least from an adult viewpoint, but somehow Kermit makes a touching Cratchit, as voiced by Steve Whitmer." Caution spoilers, quote, "A remarkably faithful adaptation with a classy straight man and a dark side, plus jokes galore. Whoever felt it was appropriate to use Rizzo as a pair of bellows to get the fire going deserves an extra helping of plum pudding." Now, there were a lot of movies that I did not cover this holiday season, such as Scrooged or Die Hard or Gremlins or, you know, movies I truly love, but they're not available as part of a streaming service. So therefore, I had to pick ones that were available and I still loved. Well, not all of them. Some of them I just picked because that's all I had. And, you know, it was an honor to do an episode reading the reviews of The Muppet Christmas Carol, just because the music and the story is timeless, and the music was something I listened to work on my way to work throughout the month of December. Originally, I mean, you know, there's lots of holiday films out there. And if there is one you're looking to watch this year and you have a Disney Plus membership or trial, please revisit The Muppet Christmas Carol, because it is still as good as you thought it was when you were younger. A lot of people apparently don't like it, which is fine. I don't like a lot of things they like, which is why I think I do this show. And speaking of the show, you know, a lot of changes going into next year, next decade. Not sure when I'm going to come back. This is my last show of the year, of the decade. Plenty of things I still want to talk about, such as Star Wars, The Mandalorian. There's a lot. There's a lot to talk about still. Even Frozen 2. I know it's not streaming, but I have a lot of opinions that might not be the same as some of those professional reviews out there. And, you know, I know we skipped the longest review ever this time, but that's, you know, it's the holidays. I gotta go. And, you know, I've been looking at some of the current numbers for the show, and that's always a big thing with me. I don't know why. I don't know why I have to have some sort of legitimacy to, you know, I'm only spending 20, 30 minutes a day, or even sometimes a week when we go back to a weekly podcast next year. I don't know why I need to have a huge audience to keep doing this, but it is always in the back of my head. Just to give you an idea, well, I can do it by week, but today we've actually had a huge amount of downloads for us, which is 300. But going back, I mean, we're trickling in the 40s, 76 on the 19th. And I don't know why. I don't know why it's such a big deal to me. I wish I could just ignore the statistics. I don't know why I have to have this following, and, you know, I don't know. I'm not a very vain person. But apparently I am. I don't know. We've had a lot of ups and downs in the downloads. So if you haven't ever, please share the podcast socially and see if we can get any more growth. Not today, obviously. I just like to see a lot of new people, you know, join our little small family here. And I'm really waiting on somebody to use the Anchor app to send me a voicemail. I think that'll be my trigger to bring the show back next year. Like, when I'll bring it back is when I have my first voicemail through the Anchor app. If you download Anchor and you follow the show, it's just a button. You click it, you record whatever you want, you stop it, and then it goes directly to me. That would be my Ghosts of Christmas future, you know? My Ghosts of Christmas present, I'm putting together toys and race car tracks and dollhouses, things like that. That's my Ghosts of Christmas present. My Ghost of Christmas past was when I read a positive review, found a mutual love of a film with someone I did not agree with in the past. And my Ghost of Christmas future is, in fact, someone out there sending me a voicemail via the Anchor app to let me know that this show does have a future and we can move forward, we will move forward, and we will have good gaming, we will have good streaming, and we won't always have to say good night. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. And I'll see you next year. Thank you.